That's Katy Perry going electric, saying you've got the power on a Tuesday with Radio Life and Style. You've got the power now. And before that, Trezor featuring the late AKA in a track called Electric Night. Well, right now it's an electric morning, and good morning to you if you're just tuning in. You're catching Radio Life and Style with me, Mike, in the morning, and we're definitely going electric right now with our next chat as we hit the road and introduce to you a brand that you are going to be seeing a lot more of in the South African motoring space, if you haven't caught sight of it already. BYD, a brand that stands for Building Your Dreams, is an electric automotive brand that is, I think, it's probably the best kept secret, certainly in the South African space. But if you do a little bit of Googling, you'll see just how massive this brand is and how it absolutely dominates the electric vehicle market globally, the EV market. But look, what do I know? I'm just a DJ. In the studio with me, though, I have a man who is very familiar with the international and local motoring market, a director and shareholder of the Alpine Motor Group, KZN. Ravi Naidu is back for a motoring moment on a Tuesday morning. Ravi, how are you, my friend?
Fantastic, Mark. Good morning to the Dolphin Coast listeners.
Are you electric this morning? Plugged in?
I'm plugged in.
Fully charged. And this is a conversation that I'm really excited to delve into, because the word is now getting out that BYD has arrived. It's landed. In fact, on our shores, in Belito right now, we can confirm that there is a BYD offering, the dealership that is under the Alpine Cars, the Alpine Motor Group umbrella, has now opened on Moffat Drive in Belito, and there is a BYD Atto 3 SUV parked and waiting for you to come and check it out. You might have even seen it at a recent motoring display at the Belito Junction a week ago. And when I walked past, there was this kind of like feeding frenzy. It was like a bait ball of people swarming around this thing, checking it out. And it's such a good looking vehicle, just at a distance. When you get up close, you look inside and you look at all of these really remarkable and thoughtful little design quirks, and then you lift the hood and there's no engine like you are used to seeing, because this thing is it's electric. It's a whole new paradigm when it comes to understanding and thinking about what a car is. But let's talk about this thing. Fully electric. This is the first fully electric car brand to land on South African shores. Am I right?
Correct, Mark. The Alpine Motor Group started this journey some 2 years ago with BYD when they first thought about coming into the country. And I'm glad to say we've secured the retail rights to BYD for the whole of KZN. And it's the only motoring group in the country that's managed to secure a whole region. So amazing. We will have dealerships in Pantan, Mhlanga, and now Belito. The homologation of the Atto 3 is imminent, and then we'll be ready to retail these cars and put them onto the road.
So at the moment, you can go and sit behind the wheel, you can maybe take a little test drive around the block.
Yes.
And the final approval and governmental red tape for electric vehicles is about to cross that final threshold.
Correct.
And that'll be like a whole new chapter in terms of the motoring markets for this country.
Yeah, you know, Mark, look, electric cars have been around in the country for a while in very low volumes and pretty much launched at the top end of the market. But BYD is going to have a new offering, and we're going to launch cars that are affordable to most of the population.
So instead of it being this kind of ultra premium luxury inaccessible to 99.9% of the population thing, this is going to be far more of an everyday driver, and something that can really fit into the lifestyle of a large chunk of the driving population.
I think your average middle income household will definitely be able to afford these cars. We'll get into the pricing towards end of the show, but certainly from an electric point of view, BYD is definitely going to change the way motoring is thought of in this country.
And if you do a little bit of research, like I was just saying at the beginning of this chat, you understand how massive this thing is. And in fact, I mean, just a recent article that I I came across looking at the shape of the international EV market, and a lot of Wall Street investors are favoring BYD over Tesla as a more stable bet, and it leads the market internationally. And everyone kind of knows Tesla because of Elon Musk's outsized personality and how he's always in the news, always getting into trouble. But the numbers speak for themselves, and the BYD is this absolute monster, and it didn't just pop up overnight. It's got a serious history as well.
Well, Mike, the company started back in 95. But in terms of having vision and foresight, a great mentor of mine is Warren Buffett. Yeah. If you think, Warren Buffett invested 10%, he took a 10% shareholding in this company back in 2008.
Wow.
And he held it all the way through.
That's if the Oracle of Omaha thinks it's a good bet, then you must know.
and when you think about it, in literally a period of 28 years, this company, last year, they were ranked 436 in the Fortune 500. This year, they jumped to 224.
Wow.
So you think about how quickly this company has grown and how they've turned the tables in the EV market from being a small player into being one of the biggest players in the industry.
Absolutely. And I honestly urge anyone who's interested in the space just to do a little bit of research and Googling for yourself, and just see the articles that have been written in the last year about the moves this company is making. And obviously, very prescient and very wise of you at Alpine Motors to be partnering with the big guys in bringing them to our local shores. Looking at some of the things that always pop up when people talk about EVs, there's this notion of a thing called range anxiety, which seems to be one of the hurdles that buyers need to overcome before they can see themselves sitting behind the wheel of an electric vehicle. What is range anxiety?
Range anxiety, Mark, is quite simply the fear of not making it to your destination.
That your battery might run flat before you get
correct.
To the other end.
And you know, it's a mindset shift that's required. It's very much like when cell phones were first launched. When you first got your cell phone, you'd forget to charge it. And you need a mindset shift. When you're driving an electric vehicle, you've got to actually plan, and you've got to realize this thing needs to be charged. And you pretty much plug it in when you come home, and the next morning you've got sufficient charge to go.
But I think it's probably less of a mind shift than... I think a lot's made of this EV range anxiety thing, and a lot of stuff been written about it. But if you think about an internal combustion car, and most modern vehicles now have a little countdown on the dashboard to tell you how many kilometers you've got till empty, and it starts to give you the warning lights and all that stuff when you need to fill up. Same thing with an EV.
100% correct, Mark. That car has got all the computer technology in it to tell you how many percent of the battery you've got, what range you've got left, and these apps that you can download to show you where your next charging station is. And yes, admittedly, South Africa is in its infancy in terms of rolling out the grid for charging stations. But if one has to just log on to grid cars, one will find where all the charging stations are, whether they are AC charging stations or DC charging stations. And literally, you could go from Durban to Joburg to Cape Town on an EV easily.
And it's been done.
and all you have to do is plan your trip and make sure that you actually log on online to see that the charging stations are indeed online, and you can plan your trip accordingly.
And I was chatting to a friend recently, he's really interested in the sort of going off-grid, from a renewable lifestyle point of view, kind of guy that's already investing in solar and sorting out the sort of home electrical stuff, and he's really excited to add an electric vehicle into the mix, because this becomes essentially also a fantastic kind of power source, a big battery that, and it's not just about charging the car, but you can also charge stuff off the car in a pinch.
It's
right?
All vehicle to load, Mark. So you pretty much can do. Let's talk about load shedding while we're at it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the average cost of a battery for home use during load shedding is about anywhere in the range of between 35,000 and 50,000 rand.
If you're going to do it properly, yeah.
And that's a 5 kilowatt battery. These vehicles come with either 50 or 60 kilowatt battery, and you just need to do the math. you know, in terms of trying to get a 60 kilowatt battery into your home, that's going to cost you well over 300,000 rand. Now, this car can pretty much power your home during load shedding. Of course, you can't use the oven and...
Yeah, you know, those big draw items.
Yeah, so it can feed your home at 3.3 kilowatts per hour. And 3.3 kilowatts would give you literally 18 hours of continuous usage.
And overseas, there are... I mean, this is the way a lot of homes are sort of wired, where you can reverse the current and plug your car into your house and, you know, do that.
And a lot of the more affluent consumers have already gone solar, and solar systems can charge that car quicker than AC can.
Wow. So that's, I mean, if you're living in one of those sort of off-grid setups and you've already got the inverters and the solar panels, you might already be sort of set to have this as an extension of your plug-and-play lifestyle.
So just coming back to the range anxiety, Mark, you know, the average trip from Durban to Johannesburg, the consumer will stop somewhere halfway for a comfort break or a cup of coffee.
It's gotta
or
be
some
Harry
lunch.
Smith, the wimpy.
and that's exactly what the average consumer does. Yeah. And they literally spend anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes at that comfort break.
You need it, yeah.
And you know, just to put it into perspective, the Atto 3 can charge from 30% to 80% in literally 29 minutes.
Wow.
Using a DC charger. So it is not so much of an issue in terms of range anxiety. You stop as you would normally stop, top up with electricity instead of fuel, and off you go.
And en route between here and Joburg, for example, at some of those bigger filling station points, are there EV charging ports that are already...
Yeah, there are charging stations between Durban and Johannesburg. There's charging... stations in Pietermaritzburg, at Tugela One Stop, in Harry Smith,
wow.
At Villiers, and then in Johannesburg you'll get a couple of...
Yeah.
Oh, there's plenty. In fact, I think the Mall of Africa's got a 200 kilowatt charging station, the biggest one in South Africa.
Whoa.
And that is pure solar energy. It is not off the grid.
That is amazing. And it's like... Yeah, like you said, it's a paradigm shift. It's like kind of changing your mindset from what you're used to in terms of filling up, in terms of what you think a car is. But I don't think it's such a big leap once you kind of get it, once you sort of understand what the routine is. And as we see more of these things starting to roll out now, as we start to see them on the road, as people start driving them, start understanding that it's not a huge shift. But it is in terms of, for example, your impacts, your CO2 emissions, and that's something that this company, BYD, is heavily invested in terms of social impact. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. Mark, as of the 11th of October 2023, BYD has saved 42 million tons of carbon emissions. 42 million tons.
Whoa.
In terms of the equivalent, if one had to plant trees, you'd have to plant 708 million trees to offset it.
Just, okay, that's a picture right there.
Yeah.
So think about that for a second. And then also, you know, there's range anxiety on the one hand, but then on the other hand, you know, if there's any, you know, we had not long ago a situation where we had that period of civil unrest. We had no petrol tankers running on the M3. Petrol pumps were running dry, and that was a whole another kettle of fish. But if you have a vehicle that you can charge with the sun, you know, and you all you have to do is park it in the garage and let nature do its thing, it's kind of like this well that keeps filling itself up. The renewable picture, I think, is a really exciting one, and it's kind of liberating in a sense. As much as there is this idea of range anxiety, I think there's a lot of freedom that comes with being able to sort of power your own ride.
So, you know, range anxiety, Mark, is a consumer-developed idea.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's more of a myth than an actual thing.
If one studies the actual average consumer in South Africa, travels literally 80 kilometers a day, and that's pretty much from home to work and back. And that's still on the high side, I think, in Durban. 80 kilometers. This car's got a range of 420 kilometers. Why do you have to have range anxiety?
This is the thing. If you're not driving from the Western Cape to KZN on a regular basis, but even if you are, you can do it. It's doable. Yeah. And look, talking about it's one thing on the radio, but seeing it in person, actually getting behind the wheel and feeling how fun it is to drive this thing and how comfortable it is and how there's such thoughtfulness in terms of its design from an interior comfort perspective, exterior as well, and just what's under the hood power wise. Where can folks get up close and personal with this vehicle? Obviously Bolito in your dealership is the best.
Correct, Mark. At 8 Moffat Drive, BYD, we on the upper floor. And if one has to go onto the website, please log on to bydbelita.co.za, and all the stats are there. The car is very highly spec'd. It's got every spec. There's no options on this car.
It's a fully loaded vehicle.
Fully loaded vehicle. Voice control. It's got adaptive cruise control. All the safety features. One just says to look at the crash tests. You can Google it on YouTube and look at the crash tests, and you'll realize this is an extremely safe motor vehicle. It's got pre-sensors for pedestrians, bicycles.
It's a smart car.
Very smart car. It is a smart electric vehicle.
BYD is the brand. The Atto 3 is the SUV offering. It is a family car that is going to be making its mark on South Africans' hearts from a motoring perspective. And there are more exciting models in the pipeline, I believe, as well, which we'll be talking about at a future date.
Mark, just from an affordability point of view, I think consumers need to understand that this vehicle's launch price for the 50 kilowatt battery, which will give you roughly about 320 kilometers, that car starts at 768 and it tops out at 835,000 for the 60 kilowatt. Now, if one wants to put it into perspective, from a cost-saving perspective, electricity is about 3 rand a kilowatt. This car runs at roughly 15 to 16 kilowatts per 100 kilometers.
Yeah.
And that's about 45 rand worth of electricity to cover 100 kilometers. You do the math.
Come on.
On petrol engine cars, and that's going to cost you 150 rand. And it's at roughly a third of the cost of running that 100 kilometers.
That's incredible. And at that price point, for what you're getting in a package that is fully loaded, all the bells and whistles to make sure that you've got a seriously comfortable, connected ride, it's such a compelling offer. I think it is an absolute must if you are in the market for a new vehicle. If you're thinking about future-proofing yourself, you need to be checking out the BYD Atto 3. It's available. It's in Bolito. Check out BYD Bolito. Is it .co.za?
.co.za, Mark. And one other thing I'd like to cover is this is not a complicated car to charge. If one just has to think of every 3-pin plug that one could imagine in the country,
yeah,
it's actually a charging point, because the car comes standard with a charger that you can plug into any 3-pin. Plug.
Okay, so you're not going to have to do an extensive remodeling of your...
Yeah, so effectively, it just determines the rate of charge.
Okay.
So if you want the car to charge at 3.3 kilowatts, it's going to take 8 hours to give you 24 kilowatts of power to top up. If you upgrade the wiring in your home, you can get up to 7 kilowatts per hour. Now, over 8 hours, that's roughly 56 kilowatts. So your car's sleeping in the garage, you can top it up. And if one has load shedding, you've got it for 2 or 3 hours. Well, in Bolito, you might have it 4 hours. But you can literally top up your battery at home.
Boom. There you go.
So load shedding is not an issue in terms of electric vehicles.
But if you need to run some appliances or keep some lights on, you can power your home with your car as well. It's a win. And take us to the top of the hour right now. this is the first of many discussions we'll be having in this space. The future is electric, and BYD is helping you build your dreams here on the North Coast. My special guest in the studio with me, the man who knows the motoring industry back to front, Ravi Naidu, director and shareholder of Alpine Motor Group KZN. Ravi, thanks for the electric chat, my friend.
Thank you very much, Mark.
We'll do it again real soon.